From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's death count from the coronavirus has surpassed 15,000, even as the state saw widespread improvement in infection levels. A tally by Johns Hopkins University marks California's death toll the fourth highest in the country. New York has suffered by far the most deaths, more than 33,000, followed by New Jersey, which has about half as many. Texas is third. California has had the most confirmed virus cases in the country, with about 775,000. But key indicators have fallen dramatically since a spike that started after Memorial Day weekend prompted statewide shutdowns of businesses. For the next 2 weeks, California will not be taking any new unemployment claims. The timing's tough. More than 2 million Californians are currently out of work. Officials said the move is an effort to prevent fraud and reduce a backlog of unprocessed claims. Nearly 600,000 people haven't been paid for more than 3 weeks now. Californians already in the unemployment system are not expected to see an interruption in their payments. But the EDD, that's the Employment Development Department, it's asking people who haven't yet filed claims to share contact info so the department can catch up with the new backlog after the 2 weeks are up. The 2-week pause was recommended by a team appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom in July. Their job is to help the EDD work better. And now it's time for an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the November ballot. Today we're talking about two propositions, San Mateo Measure Y and Measure R. Here's KALW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner.